Demand for U.S. pork in Nicaragua is being driven right now by a combination of improved market access, changing consumption habits, and strong market development efforts. And a key factor was the full tariff phase out under the free trade agreement in 2020, which allows U.S. pork to enter the market at zero duty. That made U.S. pork more competitive and more accessible to importers and retailers. From the importer and consumer perspective, what's most appealing about U.S. pork is its consistency, its quality, and reliability supply. Importers know exactly what they're getting in terms of cut specification, yields, and performance.
The U.S. currently holds about 95% market share in Nicaragua's pork imports, as U.S. pork is becoming a center of the plate feature.
This is happening through the modern retail and the food service channels. Popular cuts that we are seeing here that are being imported in Nicaragua is the pork loin, the tenderloin, all the ribs, like the baby backs, the spare ribs, riblets. These cuts fit very well with local cooking styles, with family meals and restaurant menus, and they allow pork to compete directly with other proteins as the center of the plate.
It's trade driven by a free trade agreement.
CAFTA has been absolutely critical in developing the Nicaraguan market of U.S. pork. And maintaining duty-free access is essential right now. Any disruption would immediately affect pricing volumes, confidence in the supply chain.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.